Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, Ya Mustafa.
Welcome. شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے مثل خورشید اسم اب تیرا
کیوں مفسر تجھے بناتا بھی گر نہ کرتا پسند رب تیرا تو ہے فخر عجم بہر صورت مانے لوہا نہ کیوں عرب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے مثل خورشید اسم اب تیرا
علم فقہ ہو معاشیات کے ساتھ عابد رشک ہے ادب تیرا کر دیا سود قاضی ظاہر گویا دشمن ہے جا بلب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے مثل خورشید اسم اب تیرا
لاکھ مہلک ہے قوم کے امراض باعث سیست ہے مطب تیرا دل لبھاتی ہے سادگی تیری رنگ فطرت سے پر ہے ڈھب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اسم خورشید اسم اب تیرا
اذبع عثمان تا شفیع دہر مسترد شجرائے نسب تیرا کیوں نہ قاری پہ ہو اثر انداز طرز تحریر ہے عجب تیرا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid morning show with myself brother Suleiman Isup every Tuesdays Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. today being the 19th of Muharram 1447 corresponding to Tuesday the 15th of July 2025 Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful month, the month of Muharram. We almost coming towards the end of Muharram and we're going to be entering the month of Safar. Today's topic we're going to be discussing would be the guiding choices and trusting then the path to tawakkul and having tawakkul and faith in Almighty Allah. The importance of this topic is that sometimes in life we have to make critical decisions and important decisions in our life, and we look at the Quran, the Hadith, and the guiding teachings of our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also how to have tawakkul in Allah. You know, there's various verses in the Noble Quran, and one verse that comes to mind is Surah Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٌ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ. Allah Ta'ala says, whosoever has tawakkul and faith in Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala will open the road and open and grant him sustenance from which he could not imagine where it came from. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٌ. مَخْرَج means to open. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٌ. Whomsoever has faith and tawakkul in Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala will open roads and avenues for him which he did not know that existed. And Allah Ta'ala can open and do things. As I always say, that my beloved father, marhum father, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, he always used to tell me, Sulaiman, Allah Ta'ala can do with the means, without the means, against the means, and beyond the means. Allah Ta'ala's kun fayakun be, and he shall be. Look at the creation Almighty Allah has created from the ant that Allah Ta'ala sustains on a daily basis, the smallest of ant, the blackest, smallest, darkest ant under the darkest rock, Allah Ta'ala is sustaining and nourishing it, to the largest animal, and that is the blue whale in the ocean, Allah Ta'ala is sustaining it and providing it. What makes you and I think that Allah Ta'ala cannot change our lives for the better? The only thing we need to do is to have tawakkul in Almighty Allah. Every single day, Allah Ta'ala grants us life in the morning. We read the Masnoon Dua. We read the Masnoon Dua for waking up. And from that moment, we open our eyes. Our lives are a series of decisions. You wake up in the morning. You listening to the, or you making adhkar, or you reading Quran. And whilst you're reading your Quran, you're thinking now, which way should I go? You take out your phone, you look at the maps, the GPS, and you look which is the fastest way. That is taking decisions in your life. You know, sometimes you look at the map and you see, you know what, there's a roadblock, or there's a traffic, or there's an accident on this road, and now you need to find another way to get to your destination. So you look at alternatives, alternate ways to get to your destination. Why are you making that decision? You're looking ahead. You're thinking ahead what to do. And when it comes to your, when you're starting up, you just finished, school, you studied and whatever the case may be. And now you want to make a choice which sector you want to go into. Right, and even when it comes to making a decision in choosing the correct spouse, Alhamdulillah, we have a show today and tomorrow, The Bliss of Marriage between 11 and 12 with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab and Mulana Zaid Khan, and you can send your questions on the WhatsApp number. And when you come to think of it, the list is endless as to the decisions that you make. The simple thing, like when you get up, you have a shower, and then you decide what to wear. That's making a decision. For the males, of course, you know, you try to dress in accordance to the Sharia. And you look at, like for me, for example, I mainly wear kurtas on a Monday, on a daily, I wear kurtas. And when you open the cupboard, you look now, okay, you know what? I wore this color yesterday. Okay, let me try this color here today. You know, different things, then you're making decisions in your life. There's just a simple decision, but yet it is still a decision that you are making. And, you know, with that being said, you know, obviously with cleanliness, and you have to look in your proper attire. You can't be dressing haphazardly and going out into the world. Now, for today, we're going to look at, with that being said about making decisions, we're going to look at how to make the correct decisions in our life and to have tawakkul and have the state of tawakkul in our lives and to have the absolute reliance and trust in Almighty Allah. You know the dua in the Noble Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, حَزْبَنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ وَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. That you have faith and tawakkul, حَزْبَنَ اللَّهُ. You ask in Allah Ta'ala, حَزْبَنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. You beseeching Almighty Allah. You're asking Him for guidance. And why is it so important to make correct decisions in our life? We can't just make decisions based on what you feel. You need to think of the long run when it comes to making such decisions, because it's like laying down the foundation of a house. If you don't use the correct cement, then your structure is not going to be correct. Just like that, when you make a decision in doing anything in your life, must always remember that it's going to be a long-lasting decision that you made from the beginning, from the onset. So you need to make the right decision from the beginning. And that's why it's also very important that you make mashura. If you have an elder in your house, or you have somebody like a spiritual leader or someone who you can turn to, who you trust, then you can go towards them and ask them for advice. You know, generally they always get the ulama haqqani, ulama rabbani, always gives correct advices when it comes to the dunya matters and also dini matters. But sometimes we as insan, we don't like the decision or the answers they give us. We go to them for decision, for an answer, for advice, for guidance. But we think to ourselves, you know what? I want this here. I want to do this. But yet, they have told us that it is not good for you, and they gave you valid reasons as to why they feel it won't work. But then, we in Saran, we go and do our own thing. We go against them. 6 months, 1 year, 2 years down the line, we're sitting with a problem. Because initially, they told us that not to do it, but we still went ahead and did it. Now, when you're making a good decision, it can open up doors of blessings for you. But like I said, when you're laying the foundation and you're using a poor foundation, it's going to lead to that house or that structure to fall. Just like how it'll lead to regret and hardship in our deen. Even choosing the wrong decision, choosing the wrong career path, choosing the wrong spouse, you make istikhara, you know, Allah forbid, that when you make nikah, we ask Allah Ta'ala to make that nikah and keep, you know, they say in Urdu, keep your jewelry safe salamat. Keep the nikah and that bond and that union safe. But every decision is an act of ibadah. Because why you turning to Almighty Allah and you're asking Almighty Allah for guidance, for tawakkul, we must have that tawakkul. We sit on the musalla, we read 2 rakat salat al-hajat namaz. Hajat is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. That's the reason why when we're confused, when we don't know what to do, we read istikhara. We ask Almighty Allah for guidance and ask Allah Ta'ala to help us. Now look at the life of our beloved Namaste and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every step and every treaty, every battle, every interaction that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, he made a decision and he took the decision and the tawakkul, and he had the reliance in Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala sent down the verses of the Quran to guide us. It was a guidance for us. And it was the way of helping, assisting Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even when his companions, the Sahaba Ikram, they were known for their careful deliberations. And when you make an intent, when you make a decision, always look down in the depths of your heart and make the correct intention, have the correct niyyah. And the verse, Inna a'malu bin niyyat, the hadith, Inna a'malu bin niyyat, verily every action is based on your intention. If you want to do something, you must correct our intention, that we're doing this solely for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. We are doing this to gain Allah's pleasure. But do we make that intention that we're doing this for the sole purpose, to please my Allah, or do we want to please people in this world? Are we doing this to gain popularity, to be known, to be seen in this world around people? We're going to do the haram just to gain the likes and to gain the popularity of people. Do we not think that one day is one day that we're going to stand in front of Almighty Allah and we're going to be answerable for all our deeds? Why? Because we made the wrong decision from the onset, because we want to please people, but we never think of pleasing Allah, Almighty Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, we make that dua in the morning, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a, wala grant me beneficial knowledge. Warizqan halalan tayyiban. Warizqan halalan tayyiban, and grant me halal rizq which is pure and wholesome. Wa amalan mutaqabbala, and again, let me do actions which should be accepted. And when we're seeking knowledge related to the decisions, do we make research? Do we look at the product that we want to achieve, or the things that we want to do in life? Is it jais, firstly, to do these things? Is it jais in what we're doing to go ahead and to do such things? How are we going to, like I said earlier, are we pleasing Allah, or are we going to please people, insan, creation, makhluk? Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, in Surah 39, verse 9, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Are those who know equal to those who do not know? And just like I mentioned earlier, that we go to our mashayikh, we go to our elders, our predecessors, and we ask them for decisions, we ask them for advice, we ask them for guidance. Are those you know who know are equal to those who don't know? Imagine going to somebody who's not in the field. Like, for example, if you go to a pharmacist and you ask him how to build a house, he's going to tell you, yeah, you build bricks, you build, buy cement, you buy this, buy that. He give you poor decisions, poor things to do. Obviously, you can't go to a pharmacist and ask him about a house, right? But what I'm trying to say is, you go to the right people to make the right decisions in life. Because ignorance leads to poor choices. Ignorance leads to poor choices. And when we make it mashura, it is important that we make mashura before we do anything. Take advice. Take, if you've got family members, elders, ask them for the advice, because they lived in this world without us, but we cannot live in this world without them. Because they're the same ones, they're the same people who taught us how to, they held our finger and they made us walk. Is that they are the same insan, makhluk, that taught us how to use and hold a spoon to eat. Imagine, my dear respected listeners, they taught us how to hold a simple thing. Now we look at it and say, ah, we know how to use a spoon. But growing up, at that age, 2, 3, 4, okay, not 4 so much, but 2, 3, do we know how to use a spoon? They taught us how to eat. Simple thing like eating. They taught us how to do that there. And we make mashura with our people, our family members. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, verse 159, and consult them in the matter. Meaning, telling Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, seek advice from those with experience. Even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had consulted with the Sahaba Ikram and his companions. And this helps gain different aspects to avoid errors, because people in this world who came before us, when they tell us something, they're not telling us because they think that they are better than us. No. They tell us because they made the same mistake. They say they made the same mistakes, and they don't want us, who are the younger generation, to go through the same thing and make the same mistakes in life. That's why they tell us that don't do this year. Trust me. When they say trust me, don't do this year, because they know what they are saying. They know what they are saying. Sometimes we think, you know what? This old man here, he don't know what he's doing. He don't know what he's saying. But that same old man has been through life, has seen life, and he knows what's it like. You know, so that's why they help us to avoid such things and such errors in life. And the balance between the reason and reasoning and revelation. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such a beautiful ni'mah, the ni'mah of understanding, the ni'mah of intellect. And it's a gift and bounty from Almighty Allah, but do we use it in the correct way? Inna amanu bin niyat. Correct your intention before your action. Your action is based on your intention. And we use it to analyze when we go to university or we go to correspondence, we are studying. The gift of intellect, the things of that, the understanding of certain products, certain problems, solving problems of how to do things, even in life. When you look at it, you have to think of it, you have to analyze it, look at it from every aspect, you know, because you don't want to get hurt, you don't want to make an error. Just like when you're starting off in a new job, the person who is there, will teach the junior, this is what needs to be done. He'll say, okay, you know what, we give you 1 month to learn. This is a way of learning. Allah Ta'ala gave us that gift of intellect, the ni'mat of intellect to understand what's right from wrong. But we must always filter and analyze through the lens of the Noble Quran and the Sunnah. And when we do something, look at it and say, is this jais in what I'm doing? Will it be accepted by Almighty Allah? You know, we hear that program, we hear that program of the promo. I'm gonna just play it so then we understand that Allah Ta'ala, we make Shaitan happy and we make Allah naraz.
We need to think properly. Islam is not my supermarket or your supermarket, pick and choose. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. Islam is a deen.
Islam is a deen. And we need to use it in the correct way. We need to protect the deen. Because we want to make Allah Ta'ala happy. Because when we make Allah Ta'ala happy, Allah Ta'ala will bless us with even more. Allah Ta'ala says, call unto me and I will respond. Allah Ta'ala is closer to us than our own jugular vein. When we walk to Allah, Allah runs towards us. Because every salah, Allah gets naraz with us because we don't pick up our hands and make a dua. We ask, we beseech Almighty Allah. Now when it comes to making decisions in life, we must always look at, will it make my Allah happy? Will it please Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? People will come and go, but Allah Ta'ala وَتُعِزُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala will grant izzat and honor to whomsoever He pleases. Allah Ta'ala will grant izzat and Allah Ta'ala will disgrace whomsoever He pleases. But we ask Allah Ta'ala grant us izzat and amongst people and amongst the ulama, amongst the pious people. We make the dua. Because the mashayikh are the ones who are closer and more closer to Almighty Allah. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala gives us that status of becoming the closeness to Almighty Allah. Even when you're choosing a spouse, it's not about, you know, they say you must look for four things in a spouse. You must look for the character, you must look for her mal, that is the wealth, you must look for her beauty, and look for the lineage, and what family they come from. But the most important thing you must look at the akhlaq, the character. What type of a person are they? Do they go for salah? Do they read the Quran? You know they say they do background checks. When you do background checks, they check, you know, what type of a person, which family he comes from. You know, you hear sometimes not so good things about a person. They say, you know what, maaf, we can't accept. But we make dua, Allah Ta'ala guides those people who have gone astray, and we ask Allah Ta'ala to bring them back on Sirat al-Mustaqim. And when you're choosing a spouse, like I said, it's about the character and the deen. And what we do, we make mashura. We consult before making that decision in life. We just can't go, we see a nice potential spouse, and we go to that person on our own. We go and we say, you know what, I want to put a mail, you say, I want your daughter's hand in marriage. No. Consult with the elders and tell them, this person so and so I'm interested in, and I want to make nikah, and I want to do it the halal way. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and when we return, we will continue with our program.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Nikah qade masno, dukhe dil ka marham. Nikah qade masno, dukhe dil ka marham. Ye farma gaye hai Rasool-e Mukarram. Ye farma gaye hai Rasool-e Mukarram. Ye shaadi hai beshak mohabbat ka zina. Ye shaadi hai beshak mohabbat ka zina. Baharon ki aamad saba ka tarannum. Baharon ki aamad saba ka tarannum. Nikah qade masno, dukhe dil ka marham. Ye farma gaye hai Rasool-e Mukarram. Ye shaadi ki taqreeb sabko mubarak. Ye shaadi ki taqreeb sabko mubarak. Ye ni'mat khuda ki taharat ka parcham. Taharat ka parcham. Fizaon mein aqde nikah jalwa gar.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voices of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhraja wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
A beautiful verse indeed. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٍ وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ الْأَمْرِ. And this is the verse with regards to having tawakkal in Almighty Allah for every decision that we make. You know, we beseech Almighty Allah to help us and make us understand all these decisions in life. And with that being said, when we seek in Allah Ta'ala's guidance, we read istikhara. And this is the foundational, for a believer, for a mu'min. When we are genuinely unsure of a matter, a big decision in life that we want to make, we read two rakat of salat, nafil salat or istikhara, and we turn and we beseech Almighty Allah and we make dua in the most humblest of ways and ask Allah that, Ya Allah, you grant me khair, you guide me and give me what is best for me, and to avert what is bad for me. And when we make istikhara, you know, they say you must read 1, 3, 5, 7. But we read it until we get a clear sign from Almighty Allah. It is for us to look at it and to see and to fill in the puzzles and to make out that we made this dua to Almighty Allah. Say, Ya Allah, I want to do this here. You guide me. You read your two rakat istikhara namaz. And you beseech Almighty Allah and you ask Allah humbly in the most humblest of ways that, Ya Allah, you show me, you guide me, for I am confused, I am lost. Guide me, Ya Allah, guide me to making the correct decision. And Allah Ta'ala will make it such that if it is bad for you, Allah Ta'ala will test you. Allah Ta'ala will put obstacles in your way to make you understand. Like when a teacher or when the examiner is in a room, the examiner will put such questions to you that you want the examiner wants you to understand, to figure it out for yourself. But Allah Ta'ala is doing this for our best, because Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Hakim. Allah Ta'ala knows what we do not know. And our puny little brain cannot fathom the vast knowledge. It can't even comprehend the vast knowledge that Almighty Allah has. Allah Ta'ala knows our future. Before we were even born, before we even came into this world, our taqdeer was already written. But dua can change taqdeer. Remember, dua can change taqdeer. It can rewrite your taqdeer by making firm dua. But obviously, we can't make dua for the wrong things. We want to get married, we make dua. Ya Allah, grant Sulaiman a spouse that will be beneficial to him in this world and in the akhirat. Will be good to him, will look after him. That's the dua that we make. That we want a person who, people who are not married, that we want a person who will look after us, who will give us the love. We make dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. You grant and we make the two rakat namaz. Inshallah, tomorrow, between Zohar and Asr, duas are accepted. And when we seek in matters, we turn to Almighty Allah, like I was saying about the istikhara salah. When we're thinking of a long-term decision that we want to make, for example, you want to build a house, or you want to purchase a car. Now, there's so many houses, you must look within our budget. We can't be just using an example here. Please don't shoot me down. I'm just saying, using an example. If we are earning 250,000 rand a year, right? Or maybe 200,000 or 150, whatever the case may be. We can't think of go and put ourselves in bigger debt to purchase a house for 2 million rand. You know, it doesn't make sense. So we must live also within our means. Not to try and impress the Jones. Because when we pass away, all this all this money, wealth, dollars, or it will be left behind. We will not take even one dinar, one rupee, one rand. We won't even take it with us to the qabr. It'll just be the two pieces of cloth that will be wrapped. And that's it. And the only thing that's going to help us is the sadaqah that we gave. The good character that we treated people with. The smile that we used to greet people with. And our a'mal, our good deeds, our actions, our Quran tilawat. We gave our zakat, we gave our charity. All that small things that we feel that is insignificant. But nay, those are the things that are going to help us in the qabr. We ask Allah Ta'ala on a daily basis, Allahumma jina min al-nar. You read the dua after Fajr, after Maghrib, and we read it. And we ask Almighty Allah to protect us from the fire of Jahannam. And we must also make firm dua that, Ya Allah, you protect me from the adab of the qabr. The punishment of the qabr, there's so many various narrations where pious people walked past people of the grave and they seen that they were suffering in the adab of the hell, they were receiving the adab of the qabr. We make dua, Allah Ta'ala saves us from the adab of the qabr. Ameen. And we must think with regards to the long-term decision. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small break, and when we continue, we will come back with our program, inshallah, after that.
This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
It's gone 4 minutes to 11 Central African Time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of America Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the news at 11 a.m. and thereafter will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab and Mulan Zahid Khan. Don't forget, you can send your messages on the numbers 084-786-3132. If you're from an international foreign country, dialing code +27, telephone number 84-786-3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in your messages and your queries on our show. Thereafter, at 12 o'clock will be the news, and then 5 plus 12 to 1 will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. Then 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan, 5 plus 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. Thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir from our archives. 2 to 3 will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the tafsir we'll hear at, from 5 plus 1 to 1:30. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Dawood Sirak. 8 to 9 will be the repeat of this bliss of marriage that you can hear now. From the team of Marqa Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ahlan wa sahalan marhaba.
Marqa Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.